for me. They say the truth will set you free, but what they neglect to mention is what happens when the truth isn't what you want to hear.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents Note to Self, written and read by Connor Franta.
I'm a private person, ironically. Ironic, because I'm in the business of public disclosure and I'm part of a generation that shares everything. Aside from my daily social posts that allow glimpses into my life, I tend to keep my thoughts, opinions, and words to myself, relatively speaking. Now, if you get me around the few people I trust, I'll say just about anything that comes to mind. Anything. So don't try me. I'll let my mind spill its contents like a cup with no lid, whether those contents are applicable to the moment or not. I'll dish it all. On the flip side, where the general public is concerned, I often remain silent. I like to think of myself as a listener, an observer. I enjoy absorbing information and analyzing my surroundings, even down to the color of the shoes the girl across the room is wearing. They're mustard. It's more by choice than habit. I derive a strange thrill from noticing the details of my surroundings, and I always have. But there's also a dark underpinning to my silence. Sometimes I can't decide if what I'm thinking is what others want.